Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass is acknowledging that her decision to travel to Africa in the days prior to the historic wildfires breaking out was a mistake. At the time of her travel, the city was under red flag warnings for critical fire danger due to 80 to 100 mile per hour wind gusts. The mayor received criticism over the timing of her trip to Ghana, and she now tells the local ABC affiliate she regrets the decision to go. Obviously, I hated the fact that I was out of the city when the city needed me the most. And frankly, when my family needed me the most, because I was impacted, my family was impacted by the fires as well. It is a horrible feeling to know that it took a long time to come back because of how far away I was. The mayor says, while the trip was a mistake, she believes she wasn't provided the right information at the time to understand the severity of the conditions. It was a mistake to travel, but I will tell you that we need to evaluate everything. Because honest and truly, if I had all of the information that I needed to have, the last thing I would have done was to be out of town. Remember, it was early January when historic fires ripped through LA. On January 10, a potential fire weather risk alert was issued. On January 3, the National Weather Service issued another alert on critical fire conditions. At the bottom of the alert reads major risk, take action. On January 4th, Bass traveled to Ghana, landing on January 5th. The same day, the Weather Service increased the risk to a red flag warning. The risk continued to increase on January 6th, to which Bass reposted a Weather Service alert, saying, "There is an expected destructive and potentially life-threatening windstorm starting Tuesday morning through Wednesday afternoon. Stay safe, LA." Hours later, the Palisades fire broke out, then the Eaton fire, and the city quickly burned. 12 people died in the Palisades fire, burning more than 23,000 acres, destroying 6,800 structures. And in the state's second most destructive wildfire in history, the Eaton fire tore through 12,000 acres, destroying over 9,400 structures and killed 17 people. Mayor Bass boarded a military flight back the day the fires broke out and was back in the city the following day. There, she was met criticism, a recall effort, and calls for her resignation by some LA residents. The mayor says there are ongoing internal investigations over the city and fire department's preparation prior to the fires, saying the level of preparation needed didn't happen. The city's recovery efforts is now in phase two. Phase one was the Environmental Protection Agency clearing hazardous waste. Phase two, debris removal by the Army Corps of Engineers, which says this could take up to a year to complete. Roughly 1,500 truckloads of debris have been hauled out daily since Monday, with millions of tons of debris expected to be removed from impacted neighborhoods.